Calling Mill Valley documentarian Deborah Coons Garcia an underground filmmaker is accurate, but a little bit misleading. She's reaching for a mainstream audience for her recent films that focus on good old dirt. First, with Symphony of the Soil in 2013, and more recently with a series of short subjects on related issues, which she collectively calls Sonatas of the Soil. She's passionate about the subject in part because she wants everyone to pay more attention to it.
People do treat soil like dirt and take it for granted and walk all over it. Most people aren't aware of the important role the soil plays, not only in growing food, but in helping transform life into death and back into life, and also cycling nutrients through the soil and establishing a balance of the carbon dioxide in the air. It seems inert, but it's important as a material which transmutes and transforms one substance into another.
Garcia begins Symphony of the Soil with a geological overview of the processes that form soil, something that happens very slowly. But her primary concern is agriculture, a practice that is utterly dependent on soil, but has a wildly inconsistent history of caring for that vital resource.
A lot of the soil in the Midwest has been degraded, and so they need to pour nutrients in it in order to pull the plants out of it rather than allowing the soil itself to cycle those nutrients. So if we keep farming the way we are, if we become more and more industrial in our farming practices, we'll probably be out of topsoil in 30 years. That's what the soil scientists say.
Although her work includes interviews with farmers from Wales to India to Sevastopol, Garcia's films also provide a platform for a group rarely seen on camera, soil scientists.
There are a lot of films about water, a lot of films about coal and oil, but I think this is the only film about soil that goes deeply into soil science. And the thing about soil scientists is that what they're doing is cutting edge. The global warming thing with how much carbon is in the air and how much carbon can we sequester in the soil and how we can use less water in our farming practices if the soil is healthy. There's just so much amazing research being done studying how we treat soils.
In her first film, The Future of Food, Garcia cast a critical lens on the proliferation of genetically modified crops in America and around the world. She sees her soil-related films as an extension of that inquiry.
I wanted to do a follow-up to The Future of Food that was sort of in the same realm, but deeper and wider, and so I chose soil. The film itself is not just about agriculture. It's about our relationship with soil in every way, including just living on the earth and walking on the earth and what soil's role is in allowing us to live here.
The overriding message she hopes viewers will take from her work can be summed up in three words, Garcia says. Soil is alive.
The microorganisms, the plants that live in the soil, the insects, the creatures, and humans, we're all part of a soil community, and we have to give back to the soil. You can't just take, take, take. You have to give back, or the soil will die. You have to feed it and nurture it.
KRCB will host a special showing of Garcia's recent short film, Soil in Good Heart, at the Healdsburg Shed on Sunday. It's a kickoff event for our new North Bay Bountiful Initiative. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.